A lot of P1s here, and Gordo is going to take out the wireless. Come in, Gordo. Where are
you? Thank you, Craig. I'm about, say, 5 feet from you, around there, looking straight at you in the eyes, lovingly.
Got you.
There he is.
Yes, indeed. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
What's your name?
I'm Jeremy.
And what do you do, Jeremy?
I work for the lottery.
Okay. Ooh, interesting.
I've been at it whenever the jackpots get big, and y'all and y'all's misinformation. I'm the dashboard banger.
Gosh. All right. What did we get wrong?
What did we get wrong about the lottery?
I don't know much I can say right here on the radio. Just minor things. I mean, most of it's pretty well.
Let us have it.
I don't know if I should.
Why not? Well, because don't you want to clear up the misinformation about the lottery?
Well, nothing too egregious. I mean, just more how jackpots are determined and
how are they determined? Well, because we think that leprechauns just make up a number and then they throw it in a pot,
and that may actually be it. But the leprechauns first have to buy a bond for an amount that. So basically, when you hear your cash value options and your 30 annual payments, essentially. That jackpot amount.
What else is going on in your life? Yeah.
See, I mean,
he was trying to explain it.
Sorry. Yeah, but when you mentioned bonds, and everybody glazes over when it comes to bonds.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Yeah, I like the leprechaun thing about it.
It's probably more trustworthy.
How long you work for the lottery?
8 years.
Are you allowed to play the lottery?
I am not.
You can't even buy a scratch-off ticket.
Nor is anybody in my house. So when I got this job, my wife was a little sad, but...
Because she's a lottery player?
She likes to play lottery sometimes, or at least did, but not anymore. So,
first marriage?
Yes.
For both of you?
Yep.
Kids?
Three.
Nice. How old?
One turned 14 last week, another would be 10 in August, and we got a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And, all right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Right.
Spread them out there, didn't you?
Oh, and my stepson's 24.
About the wife's legs.
Right. Yeah, that too.
That's all right. Yes. So you've worked for the lottery for how long?
8 years.
And you went to college where?
I did not.
Really? You don't have to have a college education to work at the lottery.
You just got to know what you're doing.
Whoa. That's so confident.
I'm a real experienced guy.
Okay. What's the furthest you've ever traveled? Farthest you've ever traveled?
Which one's further, Cancun or the Bahamas?
Probably about the same.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Either way, nothing too exotic.
Not a lot of world experience, right, but okay.
No, I've been here in Texas.
Okay. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
David.
David. What do you do, David?
I'm a gastroenterologist.
Ah. So you give colonoscopies?
Yes. Glorified cameraman.
Cameraman. So you've seen your share of polyps?
More than 100,000.
Wow.
You know, this is interesting because isn't colon cancer like on the rise tremendously even in young people these days?
Absolutely. In fact, the screening age for colon cancer screening in the United States went from 50 to 45 last year because the number of people under the age of 50 getting colon cancer went up. And the average age at which they were getting diagnosed went down.
Oh, no.
What is the average age of being diagnosed?
The average age of being diagnosed still is above 50, but we're reducing that risk in 50 and over because we're doing colonoscopies and taking polyps out. But the problem is, under 50, where we're not doing screening and we're not doing polyp removal, the people getting colon cancer at a younger age probably because of diet, our environment.
Yeah, I was about to ask. So that's what the speculation is the reason that... Because there's even, like, I've seen, like, in TikTok influencers, like, 25 and have colon cancer.
Definitely younger. We're seeing people in their early 30s now as well.
So it's diet.
Well, I mean, genetics really doesn't change very quickly. Age is age. We all age. That's another factor that we can't change. But we can definitely change our eating habits. And we do know that high fat, low fiber, high processed meat, maybe red meat intake also increase risk. So think about that. That's the average U.S. diet. There's a sandwich shop at every corner. We eat fast food all the time. I mean,
Before you give a colonoscopy, do you take a fire hose to someone's rear just to hose it off?
No. Fire hose.
You do that yourself at home.
Some people, what percentage of your clients prep well?
You know, probably about 75% have a good to excellent prep. The rest are not
25%
quite.
Swamp.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the colonoscopies take a little longer than normal, but it's okay. You know, we just get through it. But
and what's the number one recommendation before a colonoscopy? Drink red Kool-Aid, right?
Green or lots of green Jell-O.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, thank you. God bless you and your work.
Thank you.
There's the butt doctor. What was your name again?
David.
David the butt doctor.
That is
thank
not his
so
title.
Much, David. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, sir.
Hello.
Look at this. This guy looks like he stepped right out of the Civil War and broke into someone's shed and had a change of clothes.
Well, he does. He's got a reenactment tomorrow.
Yeah, you do. You have a reenactment look to you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
indeed. What's your name, sir?
My name's Brandon.
What do you do, Brandon?
I am an engineering manager.
Okay, we're starting.
What is that?
Here again. What does that mean?
I herd cats and try to get them to build things using software.
Oh, okay. Involved in software. How long have you been doing that?
About 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Pretty rewarding.
Yeah, sometimes.
Boy, this guy seems so beaten down.
We manufacture things so with cats now.
No, we didn't man. CAD, I think he uses CAD. Oh. Do you use
I thought
CAD?
He said he herded cats, too.
Do I use CAD? No, I don't use CAD. I'm not a mechanical engineer. I'm not that smart.
Okay. Where'd you go to college for this?
I went to Lamar in Houston.
Cardinal.
Didn't Billy Tubbs coach down there?
Well, that's good, Gordo.
Yeah. That was after the Civil War. I don't know. Coach.
All right, and where do you live? You live around this area, or
I do. I live probably about 10 minutes away. Yeah.
And how long have you been listening to the Ticket?
Boy, about 10 years now.
Good.
Okay.
Wow, double digits.
Yeah, I've just hit that club.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say hi to anyone, or everyone you knew died about 150 years ago?
I'll say say hello to my wife Suki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Suki.
Suki. Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice. Okay, and then we always have to talk to Paige up here. How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay, before we start, okay. I have to give a shout out to John Withers. He is the most awesome family member, and my princess.
Of mine or yours?
Of mine. Okay. He can be yours though.
Okay. So John Withers, is he your cousin or what is he?
He's my godmother's wife, but cousin.
I have no idea.
He's my godmother's wife. Hold on, I just need a moment.
All right.
Just kidding. Godmother's husband.
Okay.
Sorry, John Withers. And also my principal, who allowed me to skip today, Miss Zurich at Heritage High School. She's awesome.
Did she know that you were coming here?
Yes, I told her at our basketball game.
And had she ever heard of the Ticket?
Oh, she listens all the time. She's a P1.
Oh, okay.
And how old are you now?
I'm 17. I turn 18 in 10 days.
10 days. So you're going to be an adult. What is the first thing you're going to do as an adult?
Probably. I know my grandma wants to go to the casino with me, so that's probably our first
stop. There you go. Okay.
Your first legal day of gambling.
Correct.
She just misses out on voting, I guess, next week.
Yeah, I miss it by 5 days.
Oh, nuts.
It's okay.
Who would you have voted for?
Well, we're not going to get into that today. I don't want to get y'all canceled.
Okay.
Good. Fair enough. And have you decided on your college and all that?
Yes. So, unfortunately, I didn't get into UT. I got back.
Way to go, George!
How's that my fault?
I don't know.
But I was fortunate enough to be offered a spot in their CAP program, so I'll be at UT Tyler for a year.
Mm-hmm. What is the CAP program?
It's Coordinated Admissions Process, I think. And basically, you do a year at a UT affiliate school, and then you can transfer right in and guarantee to transfer into the College of Liberal Arts. It's amazing program. I'm so fortunate to be offered it.
Wow.
And then what kind of work do you want to do after college?
Well, after being in calculus, I realized I love math. And so I probably business analytics or even engineering, like my mom. My mom's an engineer. So
you don't want to work on people's butts like David back there? He needs some help.
You know what? You know what? There are certain people that are just great at that job. That is not the job for me.
Come on. He'll do all the stuff with the camera and everything.
You just do the math.
You just hold it open, and he'll do all the bad work.
I'm good.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out here,
go.
P1s.
Yeah, that's great.
We gotta go.
Thank you, P1s.